I don't think they understand.
Nah.
What's about to go down right now?
Right now.
Airs.
Woo.
Yeah.
Don't I?
What you listening to now?
My pizza.
All right, new episode of Heads or Tails with the ladies Kiara and Angie Renee. We are back. Lots of great feedback from people loving the show, loving the women energy that we've been giving on here, and they're telling me to shut the fuck up a little bit more and let y'all talk. So, you know, they said we listen for the woman. So, hey, that's what it is. I'm just moderating now. I'm just, I'm Barbara Walters in the original view. It's like, oh, so what do you think that if you went to the store with him, what would happen? That's going to be me now from now on going on. Going forward, I'm gonna let the ladies talk more, and I'm not gonna interject my opinion as much, unless y'all get reckless. So let's talk. Let's start. Let's go in first. August Alsina, Jada Pinkett. This is like a hot button topic. It's so many different layers. I guess we could cover and start from it with. You could go into the open marriage thing between Will and Jada. The idea of August Alsina being maybe, I guess, predatorized by Jada.
It wasn't predatorized shit.
Okay, well, I'm good. Go ahead.
Let me just go on and just get into this. Okay, whether Will and Jada have an open marriage or not, that's not even, that it doesn't matter. Okay, let's just start there. Has nothing to do with them having an open marriage or not. Let's just say they didn't have an open marriage. Even still, this little nigga ain't no goddamn victim. He's not no fit. He's grown. This is not like the case of, you know, R. Kelly and an underage girl. Like, August is grown, for one. For two, she didn't force him to do anything. People cheat her a day. Okay?
you sound like a paid fool.
I'm just saying, people cheat every day, right? So, and when two adults engage in activity like that, both parties know what the consequences are, especially the one that's on the outside, the outside person or whatever, the third party. In this case, would be August Alsina. So that third party knows there's a possibility that I could fall for this person and could possibly get hurt if my feelings get involved. Everyone that has been on that side knows what they're getting into as an adult, okay? There's a possibility that somebody's gonna get hurt, whether it's me or the spouse or the person that's in the situation, relationship, marriage. All adults know that shit. So to sit up there and be like, you know, she victimized him and I don't like that shit, because I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Had it been the other way around, even with an open marriage, if it was Will, you know, fucking with, let's just say, I don't know, Summer Walker or some goddamn body.
Okay, that's a good example. Like that young.
They would drag Summer through the motherfucking mud, and would nobody be talking about, I feel sorry for Summer. Oh my God, I just feel so, would nobody do that shit, y'all, and you know it. She would be dragged. Oh, she a hoe. Da-da-da-da. Even with the open marriage shit, she would still be dragged, and we all know that. So the fact that people feeling sorry for this little nigga, oh, she took advantage of him. How she take advantage of a grown ass? Get the fuck out of here. No, she didn't. She was getting her freak on, period.
So you think it happened?
Why are people making it more than what it is what I'm
saying. So you think it happened, Angie? You think it happened?
Do I think that it's real?
Yeah.
Like that it really happened?
Yeah.
I think it's a very high possibility that it happened. But my thing is, whether it did or didn't, he's still not a victim, is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't like that whole, you know, these women feeling sorry for this little nigga. Why? Because you think he cute? Get the fuck out of here. Get the entire fuck out of here. I don't feel sorry. And I wouldn't feel sorry even if it was the other way around. If it was Will, you know, fucking with a young female and she said that she felt taken advantage of, I wouldn't feel sorry for her either, because again, you know what you're getting into when you're dealing with a person that's in a relationship or married. Period, point blank. Because what I can say is whether it happened or not, I can guarantee you that Jada ain't tell that little nigga she was gonna leave Will. I know that.
Ooh, good point.
I know she ain't tell him that. So how are you fooled? How are you a victim? How? Because they have said several times, like, divorce is just not an option for them.
Even we are life. They said they are life partners. They said they life partners.
Period. That's my whole point. So that's why I'm like, whether, you know, Will knew about it or not, that's not the point. My point is, little nigga, you're not a victim. And that's all I got.
Key, what you got?
All I have to say about this situation is Peaches is innocent.
Who?
Peaches.
Who that?
Jada Pinkett. That was her name in Low Down Dirty Shame.
Peaches is innocent.
Oh, I'm tripping. Okay. Yeah, she's innocent.
And she's the victim in this situation.
Ooh, dive into this.
Unstable ass little boy.
Thank you.
Wrapped her arms around him like he was one of her little ass kids. And he got the nerve to get in his feelings because his mama issues didn't go the way that he wanted.
Yep.
Goes against the grain with some of Hollywood's finest.
The elite of the elite.
And opens his heart out to motherfucking Angela Yee. This gotta be about the worst fucking DJ. Yes.
Right, this one, Robin Roberts.
Already tell me that Angela Yee tapped right. into something where you can just fucking open your heart out with this fucked up ass twist out.
And girl, that twist out with the color. With the Keisha Cole, I should have cheated color.
No, because that's disrespect to Keisha, because Keisha shit was like, he had the nerve to come on here like he was fucking hurt.
Like, I ain't like it.
Angela Yee, and this was a spinoff of the Lip Service. Nigga, we listen to Lip Service. You listen to Lip Service when you trying to talk about sucking dick. Mm-hmm. And you on this motherfucker just pillow talking mad because your little motherfucking mommy issues, your crush ain't leaving her nigga, which everybody knew. So no, Peaches is the victim in all of this.
Yeah.
So you think that they didn't, like, he was just getting caught in his feelings in general from being around her, not necessarily that they was messing around.
I mean, you know. Even if they were, I gotta rock with the home team. And
that's what I'm saying.
I ain't get with you, sister. I stand behind you.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point, Key. Like, I just don't like how he making it seem like he was used or some shit or fooled, nigga.
He said he lost money. Like, I'm trying to figure out, if anything, I'm getting plugged in.
The Smiths.
Hello.
How did August Alsina lose money to the fucking Smiths? How?
Nigga, you could have not fucked with Jada and fucked with the kids and still ran up a bag.
Man, listen. How he lose
money? She met him through Jaden. Jaden is his boy.
Okay, and Jaden got his own bag, his own following, everything.
Man, please.
You lost money running after the wrong shit. Little Jordy, look, Kylie Jenner, little friend, she ain't lost out on no bag when she bring up them Smiths. Now the whole fuck with her because of the Smiths. But all of a sudden, August Alsina lost some money. Boy.
No, he said from messing with her. He was saying from messing with her that he lost money.
But
opportunities. He said, I lost opportunities from being with her and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's your fault, little boy.
Decisions, sir.
That's your fault, boy.
As my older brother said, why'd you lay up in bed and you supposed to be at the audition? You supposed to get to your audition. Why you laid up in the bed not getting your audition?
Okay. Exactly. Because they were where they want to be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't let nobody that's at a point where you trying to reach fuck you up from reaching that shit. That's your fault.
Peaches was in
that's
the
match. Your fault. Period.
Up opportunity. She can sleep in, nigga.
Come on.
Crystal Bel Air.
Sleep in every day. God damn it. Nigga, you can't. You need to be up at 6 a.m.
The nerve of this guy.
Yeah, I don't like it. So like I said, it's not about whether it's true or not. I don't like how he's going about it, trying to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, he's a victim. I don't even like the fact that he's talking about it. Let's talk about that. I don't even like the fact that he just called himself trying to out them. Talking about it's just people thought I was lying. Man, shut the fuck up. It's been rumored for years how they get down. So that's not even, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about whether somebody think you lying or not. Shut the fuck up. Talk to a therapist. Good night.
You're not important enough. Now, if they was like Jamie Foxx or something, ooh, another A-list. Nigga, you Zier. I like
Ghetto August. You're not even on the list.
I really liked Ghetto August way more than this.
I don't even know one song. I know that song with him and Trinidad James. He came out with a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh, I still listen to that song to this day.
I like this song.
I just like the remix that him and my nephew and Trey Songz did to I Love It, because it was nasty. You know, I like anything nasty.
That's what we're talking about. I Love It. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
On YouTube and everything. Like, I was obsessed with that song when it first came out. That's the August I seen that I missed, the ghetto one. They used to just gang bang in New Orleans. I don't know who this new nigga is.
I don't know who this is.
Me neither. And
I don't like him.
Hey, did y'all see the tweet Erykah Badu put up about talking about I got the best coochie? How Jada get the crown belt off?
I didn't see that. She said that.
She's like, how did she get crowned? And she put her website on there. So hold on.
Yeah, I love Badu. So I mean, she is so hilarious.
Does she know what's up?
I love me some Erykah Badu, man.
Well, her tweet, man, was hilarious. She was talking about
it. I missed that.
I'm going to read it. She was like, how did she get crowned with the best Nunu?
She's so funny. Like, I love how she, like, be, like, you know, kind of, like, cracking little jokes on herself.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, who is your favorite rapper? And she was like, y'all trying to mess up my child support. Like, you know, I thought that was cute. You're like, I just like how she be, you know, she make, you know, fun of herself like that. I like that. I fucks with Badu. I always have.
Hold up. I'm pulling up now. Let me, where is this at?
I need some more water.
Hold on. Where is this tweet at from Erykah Badu? Oh, how I get it in? I got Midas pussy. My pussy give you 3 wishes. My pussy put you on the Forbes list. My pussy is the fountain of youth. My pussy sold out 9 minutes. My pussy cure ailments. My pussy back on sale Friday. Y'all tripping. Google me. BaduWorldMarket.com, ho.
Lover. And I mean lover.
It came from a tweet. So she's tweeting above a tweet that says, y'all better leave fat Belly Bella out of this. So it says, if this pussy will fuck you, your life is up in person. And it had Jada and her on it. And that's when she responded to that. Somebody making fun of her.
Yeah, she always make fun of herself. Like, I like that. I like that about her. How she, you know.
Damn, I just, the tweet below it, I just found out that her baby with a DOC is 16. That's just, yeah, right below it.
Damn. Like, all her kids' fathers are straight rappers. That is,
and they good rappers.
I know. She straight say, y'all trying to mess my child support up. Don't ask me no shit like that.
And they all good rappers from every era, though. It's like 80s, 90s,
2000s. Yeah. I fucks with Badu.
So, all right, so with the Will and Jada thing, this, do you think they should just go ahead and be open if they got an open relationship? Like, fuck it.
Don't let one rotten apple spoil it for the rest. Mm-hmm. They went this long in a marriage doing them, minding their business.
That's right.
Taking their own rules to their life bond, mm-hmm, and one just upset little young nigga trying to fuck it up. Nah.
That's irrelevant at that.
And if they are, and first of all, as adults, people need to stop calling them swingers, because first of all,
swingers is different than open relationships.
Swingers fuck other couples. They probably
absolutely. Get your terminology correct, please.
Yeah, and swingers also is me watching you with somebody else. Open relationship is like you going to do something else. I don't got to see you do nothing.
Absolutely.
Swingers is like you right next to me. Like, that's a totally different psychological
totally,
thing.
Totally different.
Yeah. No, they're not good. But if they choose to do their own thing, I bet you going forward, Will Smith gonna have to choose all her dudes. Or she ain't gonna be able to fuck with no more.
Oh no, it's some NDAs flying out. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm sure that was one for this love nut.
I feel like that too.
You think so? You think he went against the NDA?
Yeah.
I do.
They are? You mean to tell me the only one? And you know that nigga can claim insanity. Look at the hair in the interview with Angela Yee. With fucking, wasn't even fucking Charlamagne, fucking Angela Yee. It bothered me so much. I said, nigga, what?
That is funny. You
know, like, y'all always talking about me and can't express that feelings. I said, Angela Yee, you're no motherfucking therapist, nigga.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. Holla at a therapist. Like, you shut the fuck and shut up. Ugh.
So if you all were Jada, how do you come into this red table talk that she has planned? How would you?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. She got a little boy him so bad. I'm hoping that he
got to. I want the old different world Jada back in the day from when her and Pop was like this. I want that
you
Jada.
Know, hey, you talking about when she was though, when she talked to Piccolo outside the pit and she was like, look at Pick.
That's the Jada I want to come to
so
the
you like, as I remember the conversation, remember she said she's like, Pick, I'm doing this, and that's what I used to be before. This is something different I'm doing.
Yeah.
You gotta respect that, Piccolo.
I want that Jada to come to the red table. I'm serious.
I want her
like,
to be.
I want that Baltimore Jada being like, nigga, first of all, this is my life partner. What you not gonna do is try to come in between what the fuck me and Will got going on. I want her to come with it. I do. I just do.
Y'all think she is, or y'all think she gonna play it nice?
I think she's gonna play it nice, but I want that old Baltimore Jada to just seep out, even if it's just a little bit. I think she gonna remain, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I want her to go the fuck in, though, even though I don't think she is.
Because that's what he want. Because when niggas act up and they do that, they want you to go in. I want her to little boy him so bad and go in there like,
man, listen.
First off, let me say, I love my husband.
Yes.
I would.
Ooh.
Yes.
August, she got to say this. If she don't say this, I'm going to be so mad.
Have to.
Like a son to me. I look at him like, he's a little boy. I look at him like.
Oh, snap. So hold on, man.
No, for real.
Hated to me. There's no
because you could be real nice, nasty, and classy, like, and still son a motherfucker.
You got a son.
Just whatever you do, Jada, just make this nigga, man.
He gotta be on the table talk holding her hand. They gotta do it for me. Not even for the culture. Just do it for me, for my sense.
Right.
Yeah, bad. Real bad.
So y'all think she's going little boy, like, I was just trying to help him out, getting him together.
I think it would be lovely if she did that, absolutely.
I want her to use the term little boy. She's not. But I would love her to be like, he's a little boy.
Like a son or something.
I hope she says he's like my son. Oh,
That'd be the one. My day would be made.
I would too.
Is this gonna be the most watched thing on Facebook Live?
That Jordy one with Kylie Jenner then was.
But I'm saying, is this gonna beat that?
Nope.
You don't think so?
No, because all them Kardashian.
Yeah, you have to realize that Kardashian franchise. That's a huge, like, you know. That's just a, you know. They market is just like, you know, so. You had a lot of them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, gotcha.
Whereas this would be like kind of like more of us trying to see what the fuck she gonna say, you know. It'd be a lot of people on, but it probably won't be to that extent with the whole Jordan thing. We shall see.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what, because it's supposed to be next week, right?
Oh, is it wonderful?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was next week. Is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the red table talk. It's supposed to be next week that she's supposed to be saying something.
Y'all gonna have to record it because I'm gonna be in Vegas swinging my lot.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. What are you doing in Vegas?
Right.
Child,
look, the coronavirus.
Oh,
is right.
Okay. All right. Look, as they say, say no more. You ain't gotta put your business out in the streets.
But nah, I'm actually going with my homegirl. It's her birthday. We celebrating her birthday.
Okay.
But even still.
Where y'all gonna be? Y'all going to Vegas? Y'all going to strip Vegas? Or y'all going like off the strip or?
Definitely the strip. And then I have family there too.
Oh, so word.
You know, getting with them as well. But it's just a little quick 1-2 trip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we just, you know, feel like getting up out the A. So, yeah. You know, just a little quick little 1-2.
So bring how many days you going to be out there? Back.
Huh?
How many days you going to be out there?
Just 3. Not long at all.
Oh, man, the Red Table Talk will be during the week. You ain't got to worry about that. You'll be right
we
there.
We going during the week, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. I was like, oh, you're going during the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Kiara, you want to bring up Candace Owens. I'm going to let you have all this and all this luster.
You guys, so I be on social media, and you know, Team Black people hate Candace Owens, and I see all of this shit about, you know, how the bitch her ain't never done.
That's a true fact, though. That's a true statement. That's a true statement, though, Kiara. Like, we can say that.
Yeah, I heard it never be done. It never don't be done. But how she's a Trump supporter and coonin'. Well, yesterday I watched a video. I watched her YouTube for the very first time, and you know what? I really like her. I really like her. I don't have anything bad to say about her. Now, granted, a lot of the things that she said, I don't personally agree with them. However, everybody who don't fuck with what she's saying, nobody's going on the show and shutting her down. Meaning when she says her shit, which may come off as trolls, but hey, this is 2020. This is the era of trolls. Fucking TikTok trolls are who's like running the shit. Like she trolls, she say shit, she say like shit out the side of her neck, out of pocket and all of that. And then a lot of things she say out of pocket, I understand context, what she means, but her delivery be all fucked up. But even does. With delivery, nobody is checking her. Like Black people are like, she a coonin', she doing this, she doing that off of emotion, but nobody's like straight fact checking. And even though like everything, because I had to tell somebody, the internet is infinite. You can find anything on the internet to support your side, because it's the internet for you. Ain't no niggas doing that shit. So what the fuck? How you gonna hate this bitch and call her a coon and all of this and that, but nobody's shutting her down?
She is a coon though. I mean, I'm just
lying. I have to She's I will definitely. Say, I mean, I know, obviously I know who she is, but I haven't heard anything like myself. You know what I'm saying? I just be seeing the whole, you know, oh, she, you know, like girl said, she's a coon, you know, da, da, da. I haven't like watched any of the videos or actually heard anything that she said myself. So I would have to, you know, check it out before I have a, you know, a solid opinion.
He's a huge conservative. Like a lot of the stuff I was just looking at and watching, and I was just laughing like, But then it was like something she said like, oh, she kind of got a point on there. But a lot of stuff like, I know what you mean, but the way that you worded that and me being Black, people gonna be fucking mad at you, because if I wasn't one of those people, and that's just probably because of my line of work where I take emotion out of everything and listen to what people gotta say, I can receive it better. But I was just one of these motherfuckers, just, you know, regular, whatever you say hits me first. She was saying a lot of shit that pissed me off.
Yeah, I think she's a coon. But I get what you're saying though.
I don't think she a coon. I think that
because the reason I say it is it's a money grab. I mean, on a bigger scale, it's a money grab, because she had been voting Democrat up till 2016. She had donated to all these different Democratic organizations up to 2016. And a lot of those Black Republicans, I feel like sometimes if you're an old school Black Republican, I kind of trust that you are conservative a whole bunch more. But these new Black ones, they see that line to that money and that being that political pundit is shorter being on the Republican side to get that bag than it is on that Democratic side, I feel like.
It may very well be that, but you know what? And I look at a lot of like very well-off Black people in that manner. For a perfect example, you can't fucking tell me any differently that Bob Johnson is not a Republican.
He is a Republican, but he won't Republican.
But I don't give a fuck how much you want to fight about reparations and shit like that. Nigga, you ain't down with the cause.
But he won't vote for Trump, though. But he won't vote for Trump, he said, though. That's a different thing.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of Black Republicans, though.
Yeah, but that's a difference in being a conservative and voting for Trump to me. That's two different things to me.
Got you. I got you.
Like, I have a problem with your ideology being a conservative Black person. It's this whole Trump thing where you like, yo, for real? Like, I have a problem with you being conservative.
It is what it is. I don't know. I'd be feeling like, yeah, like, you know, that whole... I don't really get into the whole politics thing because I just be feeling like they all, you know what I'm saying, the right wing and the left wing still belong to the same motherfucking chicken type thing. You know what I mean? So I don't really...
that's simplistic.
It's not really like, you know, I just be like, oh, okay. You know, like, don't nothing really be shocking me when it comes to any of the other politicians. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this is even way before Trump. So this ain't even got nothing to do with Trump for me. I just be feeling like, oh, okay, you know, like, you know, it all be a whole lot of shit going on that none of us will ever know about. You know what I mean?
It's a lesson.
That's how I feel about just all of the politicians. There's nobody that I just love. You know, it's easy to, you know, buy into like any a persona or anything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just be like, yeah, okay.
I'll be the person to say that I hate politics. And to be completely transparent, I say that I hate politics off the strength that I'm ignorant to the shit. Like, I can't even fully say that I hate politics when I really can't tell you much about politics. Like, I watched the summit with like Killer Mike and all of them, and that is one smart ass nigga. I fuck with Killer Mike, but
I fuck
like Owens and T.I. on there, and you know, side note, who the fuck made T.I. the spokesperson for?
First, don't get me started on motherfucking Clifford Harris.
Let's do that because I do want to jump in on that. I'm gonna put that into the notes. We talking about Clifford.
Right, get off the net. But like back in politics, like. Mm-hmm. I hate politics, but I'm completely ignorant to it. So it's almost very ignorant of me. I can't hate something that I don't know. Clarity is power. And with me in St. Louis, because I don't think you stay in St. Louis, do you, anymore?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm in 3-4.
Oh, I didn't know that. But just me being here and being in real estate for 4 years, and I've always lived in the county my entire time in the metropolitan area. I literally just moved to St. Louis City.
See, I'm the opposite way. I lived in the city my whole life. Until I moved out here.
And I vote. I always vote. Like, as soon as I turn 18, that's when Obama ran for, like, the presidential election. I worked the polls. All of that stuff. And I was like, you know what? Let me move in the city because I'm tired of these motherfuckers here not voting. And I need my vote to count. So, I'm gonna move in the city, learn the city, learn the hood and shit. Mm-hmm. And being here, when I be on the north side, in the Dub, these fucked up, derelict ass, ghetto ass, hood ass, impoverished areas that I be riding through at night, early mornings, afternoons, and all of that. All of these be ran by like Democratic aldermen and shit. And I'd be like, you motherfuckers were the same ones that held these positions for years. How dare you let your people down like this and you not doing fucking shit to make none of this better. Granted, I know that everything is completely different because, you know, it's a lot of things that's out of people's power if they don't have the money for it and all of that. But with me being a real estate agent, and I'm a fucking real estate agent, and for me to be able to have access to do tours of like the crime centers and all of these different government things that they allow us to go to these forums and ask questions and give us information, they're telling us, because I straight did a tour of like this crime center where they showed us like, not specifically where, but like where all of the cameras are in the city for every block and how they do all of this stuff and how many people come in, how many are prosecuted and all of that, compared to like the white parts of the city and the black parts, we're like, oh wow, we didn't know you could do a tour of this. They was like, yeah, anybody can. Your HOA, your alderman, I have several community groups that come and do tours of this. Yeah, the white ones and the black ones who are over these communities, not even letting these people know that that's even an option. So I'm like, I'm at the point now that I kind of understood where Candace was coming from. I'm not a conservative, but now it's to the point, like what you were saying, they are crooked. You can't just vote Democratic or Republican. You got to do your research.
Thank you. And see, that be my whole thing. Like, if you don't get the fuck out of here, like with all the other stuff, like just because somebody is Democrat or like, you know what I mean? You got to get out there and just really see
yourself. And then these people here that be holding political offices here get so mad when out of town investors or other races and people try to come in to gentrify, revitalize, like, oh, this is supposed to be black land. Well, what the fuck was your black ass doing all these years that you've held this position to not make some shit shake? Because I've been on this motherfucker for 4 years and I got a lot of motherfucking information for 4 years and I'm not even remotely even trying to do the shit y'all do. I'm just trying to help people buy houses and sell.
Right.
They full of shit.
Girl.
But back on,
you know, too. You know, I know.
Let's go to Clifford. I want to get this Clifford thing in.
Gosh.
First of all,
he's in my motherfucking algorithm on YouTube. Like, his show expeditiously keep popping up. I'm like, I don't want to hear this motherfucking nigga. And I tried to listen to it one time, and I was like, he's so full of himself.
First of all, T.I. is an extreme opportunist. When I say extreme opportunist, anytime it's something like going on, like he tries to attach himself to it some way, somehow. But he's always been that way. And I've always seen straight through the shit. I'm going to give y'all a prime fucking example. So when, who was that? I can't remember the situation, but anyway, so you know how, of course, you know, he's not the biological father of T.I.'s daughter, Zanique, right? Yeah. But of course, he calls her his daughter, as he should, right? That's his wife's daughter. Hold on. Watch where I'm going with this. So, you know, like, he don't play when it comes to her, like, that's his daughter, that's his daughter. However, that's what it was. Okay, so, fast forward, when the whole Future situation happened, you know, with baby Future and with, you know, Russell Wilson coming in, you know, to play the father role. He's not trying to remove Future, but he's Sierra's husband, right? So he's supposed to treat the child as his own, right? Isn't that what T.I. doing with his wife's daughter?
Right. Sense.
However, when it came to that situation, it was a totally different story. Oh, if I was Future, I'd do this. Like, he had so much to say. Like, he made himself, like, the forefront of it. Like, it was his situation. Nigga, you're Russell Wilson on the other side of it. Because you're a father. Because, I mean, they're married. That's what you're supposed to do. Nigga, because that's what you're doing. Oh, but because this is the hottest headline right now, so now you have to attach yourself to it and say, if I was Future, I'd be pissed. How, nigga, when you doing the same thing with your wife's daughter and has been doing it since she's been a little girl? How is that different, nigga? Because it's not different. You just want to attach yourself to this headline because it's popular at this particular moment. He's always been like that. So anytime it's some shit going on, here come his little ass. He has Napoleon syndrome, for one, because he's a little nigga.
I mean, I'm 5'1".
You said what?
I'm a little triggered when you say that because I'm 5'1". I have those issues as well.
You have Napoleon syndrome?
A little bit. I'm 5'1".
I mean, but you're a woman. It's different. I hope it's different. But anyway, so, you know.
She keeping it real. She like, look here, I might be too.
But like the CI, it's like, nigga, why you always trying to attach yourself to whatever is hot at the moment or whatever's in the forefront of the headline? You somehow, some way attach yourself to it. That's why I was laughing when 50 posted what he posted the other day about him. You know, I guess they supposed to be doing the whole versus thing. And 50 posted a post of T.I., you know, in front of the news, you know.
You with the Crime Stoppers.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all know 50, the biggest troll ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, even though I'm not like a huge 50 fan, I mean, I'm not like against them either. But I was like, 50, get on this nigga head. Like, please, because I'm so sick and tired of people not seeing through this little nigga. He's an opportunist. Who the fuck, when you start being so up on politics? Oh. When became the mayor, I don't like that shit. Let me tell y'all, I've been here for 19 years, y'all, all right? Now, the mayors here have always been black since I've been living here, okay? They've always been black. Let me just say that, all right? And Keisha is not the first black woman mayor here either.
Oh, my gosh, really?
No.
In bamboozled, see? And that's why.
No, the first one is the one that shut down, she shut down Freaknik. The one that shut down Freaknik is the first one, right? What is Shirley?
Shirley Franklin. Exactly.
Yeah, she wants to shut down Freaknik.
So this is what I'm saying. This is what the fuck I'm saying. This nigga is attaching himself to Keisha because for one, her name's Keisha. And for two, you know, she's a little bit younger. Shirley Franklin was kind of older. She wasn't older, but she was older. You know what I'm saying?
And Keisha's on like 44, 45, right? Somewhere around there, right?
Yeah. So he's trying to attach himself with Keisha. You know, now that she's the mayor and, you know, he always where she at. He's real good friends with this guy that's an executive to Keisha. So, like, he always in the fucking mix. This shit irks me so bad because he was not like this with the last mayors who, again, have always been black since I've been living here. He was not like that with Kasim Reed. That was the mayor before Keisha. Before Kasim, it was Shirley Franklin. He was not like that with her either. So when you start being all up in politics, oh, when it got popping and popular because Atlanta has a mayor named Keisha, so now you're trying to attach yourself to politics. I don't like him, y'all. I'm gonna be honest. Now, as a musician, you know, he got some hits. I'm not gonna sit here and hate. He do have hits, you know. And in his earlier time, you know, he didn't miss. But I don't like the fact that he's a fucking opportunist and tries to attach himself with anything that's hot at that present moment. It irks me to no fucking end. And how he be fucking talking, that shit irks me. When bitches be like, he just so intellectual. Shut the fuck up, bitch. No, he is not. Okay?
And yeah, he's got the jail nigga.
That nigga read a thesaurus just like the rest of the thousand niggas that done did a bit. The fuck?
Yeah.
I love me the thesaurus, so I have to.
Thesaurus, okay? But don't be acting like this nigga is, you know what I'm saying, like a for real intellect, like he on some, you know, straight Nipsey Hussle, you know, type shit, because he is not. I promise he not.
Because the whole thing expeditiously, people are making fun of him for using that word because he used it all the time. Maybe that's why he made the show that, but that's a joke.
That's exactly why he did it, Daryl. That's exactly why he did it. That is absolutely why he did it. Which I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at that. But what I'm saying is you always trying to attach yourself to some shit that you don't even know nothing about. You know you don't know shit about no politics. You just want to be in a limelight. And get your fucking hair cut. The barbershops are now open here in Atlanta.
But you know what? I watched the little summit thing with T.I. and Candace Owens and Killer Mike and a couple others. Candace Owens called him out on that shit.
What'd she say?
She was like, I don't know the conservative terms that she, I don't remember word for word, but she basically like, you saying stuff, you know, to get a rah-rah out of the crowd. And I'm trying to answer your question. You doing this for the crowd rather than
yes.
Could be sure is, bitch.
Yes. When I tell you, I have been seeing through this nigga for years, and I used to be like, don't nobody.
What was the moment? What was the moment where you kind of switched up with it?
Probably back when the whole Rihanna Chris Brown shit happened.
Oh, wow. You going back.
That's a long time ago.
Let's say you going back. That's like, what, 07, 08?
That's when I first started seeing it. Yep.
And I'm a little more biased. I kind of stopped being a fan of him with me being a woman when he had the nerve to try to file for a divorce against Tiny, when Tiny held him down. Because first of all, like, I'm a little biased because I've always been a way bigger fan of Tiny than T.I., even in T.I.'s prime. I wanted to fucking Tiny and Mary J. Blige growing up as a kid. But I'm like, for this bitch to hold your ass down when you was a broke motherfucker, for them to say, not them, for you to go on TV, because I'm watching y'all TV shows and Cribs and any and everything else that y'all own, and for you to tell her you don't want her to work, you want to take care of everything, and then for you to say that you want to fucking divorce her, I had zero respect.
Yeah, it was that Floyd Mayweather thing. That was real bad for the ego. That was real bad for the ego.
He wanted a divorce.
Oh, the Floyd thing, the Floyd fight happened after that?
That happened after he wanted a divorce. She even got around Floyd at that point. Because at that point, like, Rocky. Because I think he was supposed to be messing around with Hoops.
Yes, that's another thing. That's another thing, y'all. So when that whole thing, again.
And he's messing with homegirl from Greenleaf, too, right?
From who?
From Greenleaf.
Which one?
Apasha, his name's Apasha. She from St. Louis, not St. Louis. She from like Missouri though.
I don't know who that is.
She was on American Idol.
I ain't watched
light skin. Light skin with blonde hair.
Cause I watched.
She plays Basie's a wife.
I ain't never seen.
Oh, her. I know what you're talking about. Okay, she played Tasha.
Tasha, okay. Yes, Basie's wife. Yeah, that's who T.I. was really messing with too though.
Recently or a long time ago?
Oh no, this was
recently.
I mean, around when Greenleaf first came out.
Okay. Well, anyway, that whole Hoops thing. Okay, because, you know, that's when Hoops was, you know, real. You know, she was kind of new and everybody was
on. Oh, so it was that back, far back he was messing with Hoops back then? Like, this early 2000s?
Back. This was back. 2008. Let me tell y'all. Listen. This is back, like, right after, you know, the whole, what's the name of the show?
Flavor of Love.
Okay, this was like back then. This is when Hoops first, you know, because right after that, you know, niggas was on Hoops hat.
Yes, hat. Yes.
About, listen.
No, Hoops was.
Hoops could have had whomever she wanted, and truth be told, she did at that time. Yeah. So anyway, so this is when this spot called Fox Sports Grill was open in Atlantic Station down here. You talking about a long time ago, right? So it was real packed on this particular Sunday. He had the nerve. He walked up in there with Hoops, bold. Like they was together. Wow. I'm talking holding hands like it's his bitch.
Oh, so wow.
Nigga, not only are you walking in here like this your bitch, you're in Atlanta doing this. You're not in LA doing it. You in Atlanta doing this shit.
Wow.
Again, that's that opportunist shit. You trying to attach yourself to this young lady, because you know she hot. You know every nigga at the time was trying to get with her, so you wanted to make it seem like, yeah, I got it, even though you're already with Tiny. You a bold ass nigga. You a bold ass nigga, and you reckless as a motherfucker, and you doing it in y'all city at that. Tiny was on the radio, y'all, going fucking ham. The shit was a mess. It was a mess. So you finna embarrass your woman just because you want to be in the spotlight with a new bitch?
That's right. Did not.
I don't respect him, y'all. Like, I don't. That's bold as a motherfucker. And they were not, like, you know, at odds at the time. Not saying that would make it right. But him and Tiny wasn't even, like, you know, they were very much together at that time. I don't like him.
I did not know that. Damn.
Like that, and you fuck her over like that. Like,
I don't like him.
You never know what's going on behind closed doors in any relationship. But motherfucking Ray Charles could see that bitch wasn't doing nothing that fucked up to where this nigga needs to. She held this nigga down from
yes, she did.
to when he was locked up. She did. And I heard as soon as he was locked up, I heard Hoops was on the bus to the halfway house.
Wow. Wow.
And I'm like, damn, not the real one. I don't give a fuck how ugly we or the media might think she is. This your woman, dog.
This your woman. Thank you. This your woman. You better say it.
Right. You don't fucking do that. You don't do that.
Damn, that's
you don't embarrass. And then just the fact that he had, like, that shit was embarrassing, y'all. Like, I'm telling you, Tiny was on the radio and everything talking about that shit. Like, you straight holding hands with this bitch at Fox Sports Crib in y'all city. You ain't even trying to be discreet. Okay. Cool.
And you know, a lot of times I'll be knowing these celebrities and shit, but I'm like, not Tiny though. I'm like, man, that shit hurt my feelings for her. I'm like, she ain't deserved it.
Man, fuck nah.
So that's why basically the Floyd Mayweather thing was happening basically on the back end.
Yeah, because that's when I think they were like mending relationships, but at that time I think she just went to a party. And then, like, let's be real, let's call a spade, Floyd got a type. Tiny is not that type. So
could
have been there just being.
Floyd has a for real type too. You sure right about that.
He's got a real motherfucking type.
Oh, for real type.
So if Tiny was there, Tiny could have been there just like on some real cool kick it type
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Not no, I'm trying to be your bitch because that's.
Exactly. Exactly. But yes. Like I said, Key, T.I. wanted to make that something more than what it was. Because Floyd wasn't trying to get in no goddamn time. Y'all could tell you that.
The fuck? At Fat Burger. Nigga, you knew.
Now. He just wanted to, you know, make it. That's what he do. That's what the fuck he do. He knew what would happen. He knew what would happen if he trying to get in. Come on, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's that nigga M.O. That's his M.O. And I don't like that shit. Let your music and your artistry, you know, speak for itself. Don't attach yourself to certain things that's going to cause you to, you know what I mean, be in the headlines. I
really love, like, I'm to the point now I have to separate artists from the music because I'm a really big T.I. music fan. Same with Meek Mill, and I think Meek Mill is just a fucking complete idiot now. So,
do you?
Oh my God.
You like me? Why? Tell me
why. Love Meek Mill since Dream Chasers 1 mixtape, like ever since he came out, and he's such an idiot. I'm like, I only gotta like the artist because I cannot fuck with him as a personality. He's stupid as fuck. Like, he said he didn't graduate from high school. Oh, nigga, it shows. And I feel like his baby mama is too good for him, Milano. I love her. And I think she too good for him because he a childish ass nigga. Now I see why Nicki ain't fuck with him.
But why don't you like him as a person?
Huh?
Why don't you like him, you know, as a person opposed to the artist?
I pay attention to small details and the way he be moving. He wanted them name dropping ass.
Okay.
Type of niggas because
okay.
How many times do he gotta let us know I got billionaire friends? You talking about this same white ass billionaire friend that be on every fucking thing else?
So like we know that already. I got you.
You know, he's like, oh, this cost this much. I got this. I got this. Why is you keeping count, my nigga?
Okay. I got okay. You.
My eyes, you just a rich nigga, but you can't be that rich because you know exactly how much you got in this.
Picture. I got you. The whole Richard Millie Costa Lambo. I got you.
I thought that's what you hire CPAs for.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. That makes
sense.
That's
the first time I'm hearing that. That's why I was like, why you don't like him as a person? Okay.
Me. Because when I say I feel like I should have been Meek Mill baby mama, but you know what? God has shown me that was not the path for me.
Wait. So is that really the reason or
the T.I. concert in St. Louis? Why he gotta do this? Why he got to do it?
No, okay, I got you.
Damn.
But you know what? I can't be fake.
Okay.
All right, our last topic. Dr. Dre is reportedly getting divorced from his wife of over 20 years, and she's allegedly supposed to get 60%.
60 is quite interesting. I noticed that a lot of the fellas had a lot to say on social media about it. But I mean, I'm going to be honest, y'all. Like, that, those California laws are something else. You know, I mean, there was no prenup in place. They've been together, what, 24, 25 years or whatever.
And did you know that in California, if they cheat, the bitch can sue you?
Oh, well, maybe that's why it's 60 opposed to 50, because y'all know they don't call them Beats by Dre for nothing.
Oh, no, not another week.
Well, you know, he's all that, so.
But I mean, you know, those laws, you know, I mean, it's just, hey, again, you're in California, there was no prenup in place, and I mean, I don't. That's just really all I have to say about it. I don't really have a dog in this fight when it comes to stuff like that. Especially being that, I mean, it ain't like she a new bitch. She's
right.
So, I mean, you can't say she was in it for the money. Like, you can't say none of those things. So that's why with this, I don't really have a dog in this fight. It's just kind of like, I mean, hey, a prenup wasn't set in place. They're in Cali. They have specific laws in Cali when it comes to things like this. And that's just where I'm at with it.
What about you, Key?
Like I said, I've never been a fan of California's state laws when it comes to divorce. Because, I mean, if you're going to do an alimony agreement, cool. And spousal support, cool. But he's 40 and this huge. That's like fucking how, that's about as like corrupt as like the child support system in my eyes. Like, unless, you know, the nigga or the female is beating on you or like something that's really detrimental to your livelihood, should any divorce rate be just like that extreme? But you know, that's highly weird for you. You know, yep. It's highly weird. But shit, if I was Dr. Dre, shit, she'd have been struggling that long, and you better kiss some ass so she can just struggle for the rest of her life so you can save your 60%. Page out of Kobe book.
Shit, I mean, Michael Jordan gave his wife 50%. He still ended up a billionaire. He's still releasing
the same fucking pair of shoes every year. He don't give a fuck.
I want this young Cuban girl. I want this young Cuban girl. That's who I want.
Man, I can't believe it too. He's straight. What? I don't even want to talk about that. But Dr. Dre ain't got no motherfucking shoes coming out. He don't do beats no more.
Oh wow.
I mean, like, headphones or music, like, nigga. And it's this new generation now. You better keep her.
Wow.
I mean, hey.
That's interesting to think about. Wow. Mm. So, yeah, we were talking about before we started the prenup. You all want to kind of jump in at the idea of the prenup?
Very, very pro prenup.
I am too.
Very pro prenup, and you know, like I was saying before we got started this evening, you can put whatever you want in a prenup, y'all. Like, it, you know, a lot of y'all got to stop looking at it like it's negative. You can put whatever you want in there, and you know, you and your significant other can come to an agreement and say, okay, this is what it will be, and you both, you know, sign it. So it's not like, it's not anything negative. A prenup protects you. You know, it's just the same as, you know, with the will in a family, you know, because when Big Mama die, you know, sisters and brothers, they act a goddamn fool. And there's some sisters and brothers who are still not talking to this day because there was no will in place. Mm. And they felt like they should have gotten the house or the car or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? So what makes you think if sisters and brothers and family members haven't talked in years, what makes you think that, you know, the same thing couldn't, you know, possibly happen if a divorce would come into place between you and your spouse? So I just think that it's a smart thing to do. It has, you know, nothing to do with, you know, if you're in business or not. I just think that it's just a smart thing to do, period, to protect both parties. You know, it doesn't just protect one person. Y'all, it protects both parties. Because, again, you can put whatever you want in that agreement. You can say, okay, well, if you cheat, then you would, you know, if you cheat on me, I would get this amount. Or, you know, if I just decide to leave for nothing, you know, then I don't get this amount. Or, I mean, you know, you can put whatever you want in there. So, yeah.
Right.
To sum it up, I'm pro prenup all day long.
Key.
And I'll definitely have one whenever that day comes.
What about you, Key? Pro prenup, right?
Yeah, no, I'm a fan of prenups too. But, you know, this has to be an accountability on you niggas. Because if your fucking wife a bitch or a female that got something going for herself,
right.
She's not gonna give a damn about a prenup because she knows she brings something to the table. But, you know, when it comes to those Holly weirdos and celebrities, you know, they like to be within the same circles. Now, granted, you know, we have our wonderful Ice Cubes and our LeBron Jameses who marry the high school sweethearts and all of that. And you know what? I get that. If they want to get
Ja Rule too, Ja Rule did the same thing.
And Ja Rule, it's a lot of them that do it. And for that reasoning, like, if you're taking the, like, they kind of grew with you on that. Now, granted, they ain't do no work. They wasn't in the jam shooting with you. They wasn't making no beats, creating beats. But they were a major part of that mental health to keep you
safe. Absolutely.
So, at that point, yeah, you know, maybe the 50-50 or some kind of agreement. You have love for someone that long, you ain't going to want to leave them empty-handed. But there's some of these knuckleheads out here that just be trying to wife a bitch because she the hot thing, but that's what everybody want, and a bitch don't bring nothing to the table. That's what the fuck you get. You should have got a bitch. You could have got you a nice motherfucking nurse or a dentist.
Yeah, I want that.
Probably not loan money, but enough money to where even if you left her, she was good on her feet, then you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I want that.
Lil Baby said he wants doctors and lawyers and nurses now.
Who said that?
Lil Baby. He said it in one of his rap songs that I listened to the other day.
Oh, okay. Because him and Bernice was just in Dubai. But, all right.
Him and who? Him and who? Like, he was
Bernice with Bernice Burgos.
What?
Wow. I'm
going to look down at my phone.
Bernice older than us.
Yeah, she grandma. She a fine-ass grandma, too.
Oh, no, she bad.
She's a motherfucker, baby. I seen her at Home Goods. She fine now.
Will she stay down there? I thought she was in New York. Or she just always be down there?
I mean, she be down here. Maybe she has a place here in New York. Who knows? I mean, if she's talking with her baby on the side, who knows?
Y'all old flame. See what I mean? Hate that nigga. Love his.
You said what?
I said that's T.I.'s old flame. Remember?
And he did. That was a rumor too, right?
Sure was. Oh, she don't play. Because when I seen her at Home Goods, she was with a fine ass nigga.
That's right.
He wasn't famous, but he was fine. I said, Bernice.
Come on. Grandma, shit.
Hey, you could tell he was a boss too. I like Bernice.
I
like Bernice though.
I like her a lot. I ain't got a bad thing to say about.
I fucks with Bernice. She's the type of bitch that I could definitely hang with. I fucks with Bernice. Right. I was like, oh, okay. I see what kind of time you on, sis. Right. I love it.
She ain't never gonna get married again either. That's the whole steal. I think she's.
She'll probably settle down in about 5 years. I mean, she don't age, so it'll just have to be her tired of dating. Cause a nigga definitely gonna wipe something up that fine. She too fine.
Yeah. My niece, and she fine for real.
For real.
Like, she fine like in real life. Like, right. Not. Like, no, yeah. I'm just saying. Y'all know how.
Yeah.
No, like real life, like right here, you like, oh, okay. Yeah.
She bad.
Ain't nothing you can say. Ain't nothing that you can say. That's for real.
Bernice has got to be a good 43, 44, right?
40 at least.
No, she's like right at 40. She might be 30. She might even be 39. She's not above 40, though.
40, 41. Because I think then she turned 40 like last year or something. So she might be, she fucking fine.
It says she's 40. It says she's born at 80.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say I didn't think she was past 40.
See,
you fine though, baby.
Yeah, no.
That one bad. There. That one. That's somebody. Your nigga cheat with that. She be like,
I get it.
Okay.
Oh, is that one where you like a girl be like, damn, I get it. It's all.
I ain't saying that it's a pass. I'm saying I'll be like,
I'm gonna get paid back, but I just get it.
I get it, you know.
For sure. Do you feel a little better?
I ain't saying I ain't mad, just I get it though. You know what I mean?
But no, but I'm saying, but do you have respect for him a little bit by doing that? Not saying you respect him for doing it, but like he at least didn't cheat with somebody worse than you.
I mean, she fine as a motherfucker, and she got money. So
yeah, it's like it's hard to explain. Again, I'm not saying that I'm giving you a pass, but like, yeah, she fine for real.
The same energy when I cheat up too.
It's not too many of them that be fine for real. You know what I mean?
Kiara, stop it. Stop talking about give me that same energy when I cheat up too.
Cheat up. Okay.
As long as he don't work at the Jiffy Lube,
I'm gonna cheat all the way up and you're gonna be mad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't get everybody shot though. Don't get everybody shot.
Niggas egos is fragile. So because nigga, if I cheat, I'm gonna cheat all the way up.
Looking for Pete.
But is it worse? I mean, I guess maybe I'd ask some of my homeboys. This is a question for some fellas then. Is it worse if she a lower dude than you or above you?
Nigga, here's the thing with men. Like, y'all.
I eat yourself freckled. It don't matter.
That's what I'm saying. It's not gonna matter. So it would be worse if it's the dude above, because a man already know, like, shit, like, she could leave.
Yeah. A man
know, like, shit, this nigga got more than me. Like, she could leave me for this nigga.
And if I cheat lower, you gonna be like, you cheat. First of all, it's gonna make me look bad. You gonna leave me because you gonna be like, bitch, you cheat with me with this
lame ass nigga. You know, niggas quick to call somebody. This lame ass nigga, you know all that.
Edis, have y'all ever had a dude that y'all used to date give props to the new dude? Like, damn, he is. I mean, I don't like you with him, but I mean, he's doing his thing.
My last relationship.
Yeah.
My last relationship.
So like, no, dude was like just being rude to you. I mean, just have talked like, man, I don't like you being with him. But I mean,
my last relationship, not with my current guy, but before him, I was with this ugly ass, struggling ass nigga. But, you know, no shade, no judgment, because I was starting off in real estate. I was struggling, too. So, you know, it is what it is. And
what did he do for a living? Why was he struggling? What did he do for a living?
He was an entrepreneur.
Okay.
I was starting off in real estate. He was starting off opening a store. And okay. It didn't work out for him. But at the same time, we were, like, really struggling. And the motherfucker was struggling but had the nerve to try to get heavy. And he broke up and he didn't want to get back together. And the very next day, like the very next 24 hours, I'm a real estate agent. It was this developer that I was cool with that was from Cali, but lives in St. Louis as well because he comes back and forth and does work. And I was like, yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend. So we went for sushi and we went for drinks afterwards. Then he took me to the strip club and gave me a few $100 for that. And he was like, oh, you sing? He's like, man, your boyfriend gonna be mad because you might. And the very next day, 48 hours later, the ex was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna work out with it. No, sir.
It ain't your turn no more, baby.
Right.
It's not your turn no more.
It was in 24 hours. You think I'm gonna struggle with your bitch?
Okay.
Hey, okay, well then let me flip this. Have y'all caught the vapors then on the other side where it's like I left him and I shouldn't have, and now I'm on the other side of that situation.
Now I will say I just talked to this guy who was talking to I guess a few other girls. Well, ain't no guess. He was definitely talking to one of the chicks that I see, he ended up getting serious. I mean, she was fine as a motherfucker. So I was like, look, I mean, shit, I get it. I get it. She's definitely fine. I mean, he's still trying to fuck with the both of us, but
still. What about you, Angie? Have you had it the other way where you like, oh man, like I kind of fucked that one up. That was on me.
Because I don't never fuck nothing up. I'm gonna be honest. When it's a good nigga, I don't fuck that up. I've never looked back and been like, damn, I've never done that before. Because again, I've never like fucked nothing up that was good. if I fucked something up, it wasn't good, and I just was playing with your ass anyway. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't cheat.
Like, yeah. Like for me, exactly. So for me, like all the good niggas that I've had, you know, if we like broke up, it's because, you know, some shit that they was on. And one thing that I can say is all my niggas want me back. All my exes want me back.
You know what?
I'm not saying that like in a cocky, like for real, because I'm a good woman to my nigga. Like when I'm with you, like baby, I'm fucking with you. Even niggas that I just was fucking around with, be on some man, like you da 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 da, they be trying to, you know, come back, be like, nah, I'm alright. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. So nah, I ain't never fucked nothing that was like the bomb up and look back and be like,
no, me neither.
But they hey, okay. So dudes the only ones catching vapors out here, basically.
I'm the ones that if they don't cheat, because I will say, like, most of the vast majority of guys that I've like seriously dated or taken serious, infidelity has never been an issue. I almost feel like if they cheated, it would have been a lot more simpler and easier to deal with. But nope.
Yeah,
an issue.
Really, same thing for you, Angie?
Yeah. I've never. I'm finna keep it 100 with you, cause that's just the type. This is the type of woman that I am, y'all. Like, I ain't never stopped fucking with a nigga because of cheating. That's not like a you know, you got some women. Oh my God, you know. Oh, I ain't never left a nigga for cheating.
Every them bitches will love the same.
Like that's not like a huge deal breaker for me. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you just acting a goddamn fool and directing, that's
something. You're doing TI with hoops at the Fox.
You embarrassing me. Now we got a problem. But gotcha. As far as like look silly shit, like that don't really move me. Like, you know, that don't move me like that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm a different type of female. But again, you got to be a certain type of nigga though for me to stay, if that makes any sense. Like, mm-hmm. You ain't finna be Leroy at home playing the Xbox and shit and you cheating. Nigga, how dare you? You know what I'm saying? You got to be like for real pulling some, you know what I'm saying? Pulling some weight. I'm listen. Yeah. There's a lot of women who not gonna keep it 100 when it comes to this. Like, I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was laughing when people was like, oh, Beyonce, she stayed Jay-Z. She's fucking Jay-Z. If you don't get the shut the fuck up.
Where is she gonna go from this?
Motherfucking, or let me not use your name because your name's Daryl. Because Keith ass, who work at Delta, you know what I'm saying, cheated on your ass and you didn't leave Keith. Because he got flight benefits, bitch. But you expect Beyonce to leave Jay-Z? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. You crazy?
Where the fuck is she going? She can only go to the
UAE. Down. She can only go down from that.
She can only go to the UAE. No, she got to get a print. She got to pull a Janet.
You got to. You have to. You have to. There's no... See, again, there's not too many women, girl, who gonna keep it 100 like me and Key will. They'll sit there online and try to talk their whole, you know, because I have so much more respect for myself. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Your nigga cheated on you. You just didn't tell nobody.
They just got most.
You just didn't tell nobody. Because and another thing about most women, not all, but most women, usually only leave their nigga for cheating if other people know. I'm going to say it again. Yeah. Usually women only leave they nigga for cheating if other people know. It's the embarrassing factor. If she just found out and, you know, her sister and her friends and da-da-da, and it wasn't like, you know, she was embarrassed, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, that bitch going to stay. Fuck out of here. They talk that shit that they'll leave online all day long because it look cute. If a nigga really handling his business for real, you're not finna just leave just for a slip up. And if you do, you stupid as a motherfucker, because it's guaranteed that the next one's still gonna cheat on you. So if you gonna leave a nigga for cheating, it better be, baby,
Because honestly, cheating is not, I tell people, it's way bigger things in relationships.
It is. Wow. Listen, it is though.
Because first of all, and it could be me being a little cocky, heavy, whatever you want to call it. But I always tell my nigga, look, you can't compete where you don't compare. So you go out having a time. I'm not tripping on you find nothing. I know what the fuck you got. I see myself every motherfucking
listen. That's what I'm saying. And I know that. And if you understand like the whole anatomy and like, you know, being a human and all of that, like that's all of that shit is really man-made for real, because animals, you know, and I'm not trying to like compare us to animals in that sense, but like shit, like they be mating, you know what I'm saying? Like the male species of an animal, like he be like mating. It's not like he's just, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole, you know, monogamy and all that shit. And that's cool. I'm not saying I'm against marriage. That's not what I'm saying, because, you know, people try to take your words twisted. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I don't think that it should be a deal breaker like that, because like he said, there's so many more things that are way more important than that. Now, again, if you reckless, you acting a goddamn fool, okay, you just go ahead, because now you fucking with my life now. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck my life.
I mean, no, for real, in a disease sense.
Yeah, now that you meant
reckless now. You getting bitches pregnant and all that. Now, yeah, you gotta go. You know what I'm saying? But them little slip ups, and cause you know, a bitch called your nigga. Every time when I see a girl say that, I just shake my head, girl, how old are you? 12? A bitch called his phone. What that mean? Girl, sit down and drink some water. Please, it's other things to be tripping off of than a text message or phone call, or because you found out they went out or fucked or whatever. Girl, sit, girl, look.
Man, y'all be giving up game. Y'all giving up too much game out here. It's cats out there, no book, sitting there like, so if I cheat on Wednesday.
I be wanting to say, girl, let him cheat in peace. Like, just you know what I'm saying? Stop with the shenanigans already. And for a lot of y'all need to stop calling my phone too, because some of y'all like calling my phone.
Ooh.
But that's something else.
Uh-oh.
I don't have problems anymore. You know what? No, my ex, I keep saying my ex. My current, no, I ain't gonna even get on there.
Childhood. They don't call my phone because right now I'm not talking to, well, there's one person I'm talking to, but ain't nobody calling my phone for him. But there was somebody, you know, like who was just acting a goddamn fool. And I'm like, girl, I don't even be fucking with him like that. Like, you just really need to relax.
And just blowing you up for no reason. Just blowing you up.
Oh, it was real, real bad. It was real bad. And
like, does that work for you all? Like, a dude that just be blowing y'all up like that? Like,
no, I'm talking about it was a girl, the girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a girlfriend. But I'm like, I don't even be fucking with him like that. Like, I ain't tell her that. Because my thing is, because I'm not going to explain nothing to you.
Right,
like,
you need to holler at him, though.
Because what was happening is that was killing her more that she didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Because here's my thing. If I would have answered that phone, I could have killed her. Because, again, she's the girlfriend, not me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to call Key if she, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to call a woman. Like, I'm not going to do that, because you could tell me anything. You could be lying or anything. Like, I could have killed her if I wanted to. I could have answered the phone and be like, girl, yeah, he just ate my ass last night. She would have been on suicide watch. So why would you give another woman that type of power over you? You know what I'm saying? Because you called her. You understand what I'm saying? You don't do that. So, like, I wasn't answering, you know what I'm saying? And she, you know, in my inbox and all of that. I was leaving her on scene and red and all of that. Like, that was killing her even more, because I didn't say stop. I didn't say, bitch, what you want. I didn't say, you know what I'm saying? well, we ain't even, I didn't give her nothing. So she didn't know what to think. And that was killing her even fucking more. And all I kept telling my homegirl was like, man, like, I really could kill this bitch if I want to. I could answer the phone, tell this hoe anything. And guess what, y'all? I could be lying. But guess what? She would believe it because she what? She called me and was fishing for information. So ladies out there listening, man, y'all don't call no woman. She can tell you any fucking thing. You don't do that. I'm telling you. Because if you
this embarrassing.
Call me, I'ma fuck with you just because.
This is embarrassing. And I tell them that too. Like,
and she was an old bitch too, y'all. She wasn't even young. She was she like 44. And was
She should know the game then.
She was shook. Come on. She went to my Instagram page and seen me and went crazy.
That's why. This was on her phone. And I didn't even know, like, he was married. He told me he was single and everything.
Girl!
And I was like, why are you calling me? This is so embarrassing for you.
Yo, I'm adding this to the notes. Hold on.
Yo, they gotta stop. I would never call a woman. Talking with my man, are you crazy? That hoe can tell me anything. Because when you're calling somebody like that, you're already in an emotional state. You pissed off. You trying to, I'm finna call this bitch. Da, 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 da. So that woman could tell you anything, and probably never even met your man a day in her life. And you gonna believe everything that hoe told you because you called her. Y'all stop calling people phone, for real.
Hey, that's real. That is some real.
You might catch me on a day where I just feel like fucking with you. And I'm gonna create the nastiest story you've ever heard in your life. You're gonna go home ready to kill this nigga. So don't call me, okay, y'all? Just don't call me.
Don't do it, y'all. Don't hit her up. let her be.
I'll do it.
Let her be. Ranisha, who's hitting up the 44-year-old woman. I'm assuming her name is Ranisha. That's what I'm going with. Ranisha, stop calling her about her man.
That been C.
Oh, okay. Well, Ranisha.
Like earlier in the year. But I just thought it was funny because I was.
That's still this calendar year. That's still low. That's still recently. You it'd be different. You talking about 3 years ago. That's recently.
This was so stupid. I'm like, this bitch stupid as a motherfucker. I'm like, I got this all shook. She looking at my pictures and shit. She mad as a motherfucker. I started to be like, damn, I guess you looking at my shit. I see why you mad. But I ain't say nothing. She was like, you know, you messing with my man. I was leaving her out seeing. I could have been like, girl, that's our man. See, I know I'm a woman. I know how to get under your skin. So you can't. You know that would piss a bitch off. You be like, girl, that's our man. Stop playing. You know we a family now. That will piss a bitch off. Okay? Can you imagine? And then say it with a tongue like, girl, that's our man. What you talking about, girl? Stop playing. I'll see him Friday.
You got him 6 days. I got him one.
Girl, we share him, girl. It's okay.
You trying to get somebody gonna die.
I'm just trying to tell them they gotta stop calling people phone off for real, straight up. You're like, you just don't do that. You know, if you feel like that, you know, he's out there or messing around on you, you gotta confront him. Just don't call nobody phone is all I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, I gotta chill out with that. That's goofy.
That's goofy, and it's little girl shit. That's high school shit.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because somebody did call me. This was some years ago. I actually had did a live about it, y'all. It was a client.
Oh, wow.
It was a client, a male client, and his wife seen my phone. Now, there were no text messages, nothing. She just
said, so wasn't nothing wild, though. So wasn't nothing wild. He was literally, like, doing business with you.
That's my whole point. And I had to tell her, you know what I'm saying? And I only did it, y'all, because he was a client. And, you know, I had no idea who this woman was, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I had to tell her, I said, you don't do that. I said, because what if I would have told you anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have been, shit, ready to divorce this nigga for nothing. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For nothing. I could have caused a real problem in your marriage for nothing. And I never even met the man in person. It was a client. Girl, you can't. Y'all got to be
smart. Did she apologize or anything? Or like, oh, man.
Oh, she was extremely apologetic. She was embarrassed, for one.
She apologized?
She was embarrassed. She apologized and everything. But it was only because of how I was talking to her. Like, you know, you could have. I could have fucked your shit up because she realized it when I told her. I could have told you anything and I never even met your fucking husband in person. What? Gotta be smarter than that, man. Because see, a young bitch is gonna play with you and fuck your life up. That's what I'm, you know, you see what I'm saying?
Because they got that time.
She got that kind of time, and she's sitting there with her girlfriends laughing about it and everything. You know what I mean? So just stop calling people phone, y'all. Please.
We got our next episode. We're going to talk about how many dudes blowing y'all up, though. I do want to question, like, does that work?
When dudes blow us up, the only one.
Yeah, like 9-10 times in a row type thing. Like,
oh, I don't have that. I've never had that issue.
These are the ones I take serious, and then it. Them niggas be crazy, so.
Changing up phone numbers and stuff and, like, calling from other block number. You block the number to call from another number.
I had one time, but it was a young nigga, honey. I done fucked around, gave him some vintage vagina. He ain't know how to act. But that was some years ago.
I be older, and then they be blocking me and getting mad. And I be like,
I'm serious. Yeah, I said, oh, I'll never fuck with a young nigga again. This nigga's crazy.
Man, I gave him some vintage vagina and put him on.
Whew, that was a mess.
So he was blowing you up, though. He was blowing you up. He was just blowing you up. Just
oh yeah, I would block him. I would block him on social media. He would call from other numbers. I mean, it was just crazy. I fucked around and seen him in the after hours spot here. Oh, he high speed chased me down the highway. It was
what?
Hey, oh my God, it was a mess. Yeah, I have stories. Okay. Stories for y'all don't even know. Hot ass mess.
Angie, where can they hit you up at?
You guys can hit me on Instagram, The Real Angie Renee. And I'm also on Twitter, but I don't really be on her like that. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. But on Twitter, I'm at @IAngieRenee. And of course, on Facebook, Angie Renee.
Key, where can they hit you up at?
You can hit me up on Instagram. My tag is @YourStylishRealtor. I'm a realtor by day. And no, that's it. Day.
Yeah. Because somebody hit you up like, you said at night too, girl.
Definitely hit me up at night. And that is a no-no. But if you know anybody that's looking to buy or sell a house in the St. Louis area, I'm happy to help.
You do Illinois as well?
I do not.
Okay. 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 Just for the ill side people that maybe.
Just for the moles.
Ladies, this has been more than every week. This is educational for me. I send these to my homeboys before I edit them. Like, hey, man, y'all need to get stuff. Y'all game up. This is what they talking about. y'all need to stop doing that. Why you call that girl 10 times, dog? I told you not to do that.
Hey, sometimes it works. It depends on how serious y'all are.
You know, this is our intervention because we older. We vintage penises trying to figure out our lives, you know, and trying to get ourselves together. Because we, as the great Chuck D said, we going into the third quarter of our life. It's a little bit different after that halftime. When you get to 40s, that halftime.
So that means he'll be blowing my shit up.
Right. That's not acceptable. It's halftime. You should be figuring this out. Like, you know what? I'm establishing myself. I should not be doing these things after 40 that I was doing before 40.
I accept the effort.
I bet you do. I'm trying to help brothers.
No, I accept the effort.
Yeah, I mean, y'all egos just be blown up. And you see, like, this dude been hit me up for a fifth time. Watch, girl, watch this shit.
Yeah.
There you go. There go Todd right there. Told you.
I mean, it makes good conversation with friends. Bitch, you
exactly.
Know girl, my nigga called me 23.
You got to stalk at another level. You got to get Google numbers from random numbers of other cities.
Or you just get all the zeros.
But then that's like, nobody's going to pick that up.
Oh.
But ladies, it's been good as always. Thank y'all for listening. This is, yo, y'all are hilarious, man. I love y'all, man. All right, y'all, peace.